Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about the restoration of vision and why it is something that is crucial within our lives. Sometimes we don't realize just how important vision is. Let me take you to the Bible. The Bible says that without vision, my people perish, meaning that there's no movement, there's no promotion, there is nothing when there is no vision. In the book of Judges, we are introduced to a man called Samson. Samson is born with a purpose, as is each and every one of us. Samuel, in particular, was a man that was born with a purpose to lead the nation of Israel. God speaks to his family specifically and says to his family, he is set apart as a judge to the nation, as a Nazarite, and there are a couple of things that Samson is not allowed to do. Samson is not allowed to cut his hair. He's not allowed to drink, and he's not allowed to touch dead bodies. God sets him apart for his purpose to rule and reign over the nation of Israel. This means that he was not an ordinary man. This means that he couldn't do what other people were doing. The vision, the purpose, and the destiny of God over his life was something so specific and something so intense that God needed to set him apart from the rest. Yet Samson grows up, and Samson gets to a place where he exposes himself to different things. He gets to different stages and phases of his life where he starts doing the very things that he was told not to do. At the end, Samson is left with one of the covenants of not cutting his hair that he had with God. This speaks of covenant, it speaks of coverage, or rather covering, when God is covering you completely. Yet Samson becomes restless. Samson, because of his surroundings that has changed, and because he has become a person that has lost the other things in his life, he becomes desensitized to the things that really matters. Samson eventually loses his last promise or covenant with God. He gets into a place where his hair is cut. And when his hair is cut, he loses everything that speaks to his purpose and his destiny. You see, sometimes we think that God is just giving us things without a purpose and without a reason. But there are promises that are made to God. There are things that we need to follow through as individuals, so that we can get to the place where God needs us to be. Everyone is called with a purpose. Everyone is given a vision. And when we don't walk with God, we get to a place where we become seared in our conscience towards the things that we need to do. When that happens, the vision is slowly being taken away from us. Eventually, Samson's vision is taken from him. His purpose and his strength is lost. And Samson is no longer the person of destiny that God has called him to be. How many times do we break promises to God? How many times have we given up on our own vision? How many times have we given up on our purpose? How many times have we lost our drive? You see, you cannot have vision and purpose without God. Without vision, we will perish. But the bigger thing to that entire verse or that sentence is the fact that vision comes from God. And when we don't have vision from God, we perish. Think about it like this. Sight brings movement. When there is no movement, we become stagnant. And many times our aroma changes because we are not moving. Samson's aroma changed. He was in a place that he was not in before. When they cut his hair and they came and they took him into a place of imprisonment, what happened to him was that he lost his eyes. There was no movement. There was no hope. There was nothing. Because Samson did not keep his promises to God. He lost his vision. What have you lost? What vision have you lost in your life? Maybe you had a dream and the dream fell along the wayside because the things of this world became louder than the purpose of God over your life. Maybe you were a different person in a previous season where your outlook and your purpose was completely different from who you are now. In fact, when you look at yourself right now, you can't recognize yourself because you don't understand why and what happened. Why it happened and what happened. You see, losing vision is something that is very subtle. It happens with our disciplines when we don't keep our disciplines in place. It happens when we are not consistent. It happens when we don't see what God sees. If we are not consistently hearing God, if we are not in a place of discipline, and we don't discipline ourselves against the things of this world, we will become like the world, and eventually we will be far away from the purpose that God has in store for us. So the world becomes louder than the purpose of God over your life. I have seen many people become weaker without God just because they chose not to follow through with what they promised God. I am currently busy reading a book called God's Generals. And in this book, I've been reading about different characters, various characters, and these are really powerful men and women of God. These are people who were nation changers, community changers. They did so much for God. And yet they all had weaknesses. And what stood out for me in the stories of these people, these generals of God, is that they could perform miracles. They could perform signs and wonders. And God used them mightily. But in moments of weaknesses, when they just pulled away from God, suddenly they were no longer invincible, but they became invisible. You see, that is what happens. That is what happens when we choose other things over God. We lose our invincibility and we become invincible. Don't ever think that you are invincible based on your own strength or your own abilities. It is God that does that for us. So many times we lose ourselves. We become weaker because we have chosen not to follow God. We have chosen not to follow through with His promises. And as I say, reading this book of the generals of God, God's generals, I realized that anybody can be strong in one moment and weak in the next moment. It just depends on how serious we are with our disciplines and our promises towards God. You see, these people change many lives. They change nations. They had a vision on the inside of them because they were close to God. But like Peter, when they stopped walking on the water the moment they took their eyes off Jesus. Our most significant moments are the moments when our eyes are on Jesus. That is when vision is clear. That is when purpose is clear. That is when we move at our best and we do our best. We are not invincible without God. In fact, we become invisible. When these people, these men and women of God, followed him, undeniably, they could do the impossible. Now, of course, God always gives second chances. And very often, more than a second chance. The question is, do we want that second chance given to us? Samson says this to God while he's in prison. He says to God, strengthen me one more time so that I may defeat my enemies. He ended up killing so many Philistines because he asked God to strengthen him one more time. God restored him back to his purpose and his original intent. The question we need to ask ourselves is, do we want a second chance with God? Do we want our vision to be restored? Do we want that? Or are we not interested? We can get back on the bus. You know, in the book of Matthew, a parable is shared where the owner of a vineyard hires people at different times of the day, yet he pays them the same amount. This is the heart of the Father. Whether you have lost time, he will still take you back and he will restore you into the time that you have lost. You will be able to see again. You will be able to do again. All you need to do is ask and say, renew my strength once again. If you feel that you don't have drive force, energy, or passion to continue in the things you once loved, turn to God. Ask him to restore your sight. That dream will live again. You can do things that God has placed in your heart. If Samson's darkest hours in captivity was a time when he could ask God to renew his strength, how much more me? Take yourself back into a place of purpose. You can do it. You may have failed, but it's time to get up again and become the promise that God intended you to be. So rise up. Rise up, call on him, and watch how God restores you back into a place of vision. Let us go into a time of prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to move in the hearts of your people. I ask you, Father, to take each and every person that may have lost out on time, that may have lost their vision, that may have lost their ability to hear your voice. Restore it once again so that they will run and not grow weary. I pray for life to come back into their bones. I ask, O God, for clarity to come back into their minds, that they will once more become invincible because their God is for them and you are walking with them. I speak life and life more abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition. God bless you. And I will see you again next week. Bye-bye.
faithful you've been. Thanks be to God. It's always been my testimony. It's always been my testimony. So if hand lifted high and my heart contrite, with the fruit of my lips I will bless you, God. Let this praise be my sacrifice. So I'll build an altar, and I will remember, and I'll never forget, never forget all that you've done. So I'll build an altar, and I will remember, and I'll never forget, never forget all that you have done. Savior you be. All of my life your hand has never let go of me. Your hand has never let go of me. So with hands lifted high, my heart can try, with the fruit of my lips I will bless you, God. Let this praise be my sacrifice. So I'll build an altar, and I will remember, and I'll never forget, never forget all that you have done. So I'll build an altar, I will remember, and I'll never forget, never forget all that you have done. So I'll build an altar, I will remember, and I'll never forget, never forget all that you have done. So I'll build an altar, and I'll forget.
Oh, I feel a place right here in my heart. I will remember, I will remember your faithfulness from the start. I will remember, I will remember. Whoa.
With hands lifted high and my heart contrite, with the fruit of my lips I will bless you, God. May my life be a sacrifice. So I'll build an altar, I will remember, and I'll never forget, never forget all that you have done. So I'll build an altar, I will remember, and I'll never forget.